Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
Good morning and welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. I am Terry Stacy. Tina McIntosh is away for just a moment. Our thanks to our sponsor, American Senior Communities, ASCSeniorCare.com. Joining us now is Glenda Ackerman. She facilitates a Parkinson support group and she is also a caregiver. Hello to you.
Good morning.
Your role as a caregiver, tell us about that.
My husband was diagnosed in 2002. And he did very well for about the first 5 years, and then the disease started to progress, and it seemed like it progressed rather quickly during the next 4 or 5 years. I always anticipated I would take care of him at home for the duration of his disease, and Parkinson's is a very long journey for not only the patient, but for the caregiver, care partner. And in 2011, he progressed to the point I could not care for him at home, and my health had deteriorated significantly. It's an unending job, and as well as all the emotions you experience with caregiving. It, there's depression, depression. You experience a whole gamut of emotions, from guilt. Guilt is a big emotion for a caregiver, and that's very, very difficult for a caregiver to handle. When I realized that David needed to go to long-term care, it was the most difficult decision I had ever made in my life.
And guilty. And as you said, the guilt wife and your promise to him that you were going to try to care for him as long as you could.
Right.
But there just comes a point when it takes its toll on your own health that if you're not 100%, you can't possibly be caring 100% either.
Well, that's true. And, there are studies out there that indicate, and I was shocked at this, 63% of caregivers' lives end before that of the patient.
I wanted to ask you about your support system that you had around you as you cared for your husband.
I only have one daughter, and she has just been such a godsend. So she and her family helped. But what I have found in the last 8 years since I started this group is that no one out there really understands the stress, pressure, and toll it takes on the caregiver. In 13 years since my husband was diagnosed, I have had two people in 13 years look at me when I took him into the medical office or wherever and say, "And how are you doing?" The patients have tremendous support. And often even your family, if you haven't done it, you don't understand it.
Well, you put together this, you facilitate a group that's called Parkinson's Care Partner Support Group. This is the name of your organization. And tell us what you do, what you're able to do when you get together and you have your support group meetings.
I think it's very important for people to join a support group to begin with, because what I see frequently are people who wait until they're in crisis mode in order to join a group. Don't wait that long.
That's good advice.
One of the most difficult things for me to deal with in my own husband's case was once he was diagnosed, I said to the doctor, "Okay, where are we going to be in 6 months? Where are we going to be in a year and a half?" Every patient is different. That question cannot be answered. So what I try to do with this group, for one thing, is even if you don't feel you need to be attending a support group, I'm telling you, it can be beneficial, and it gives you an opportunity to see what other people are experiencing and what may, not always does, but could occur down the road for you.
When are your meetings? When do you get together?
Our meetings are held on the third Tuesday of each month from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And that's located at 6847 Hillsdale Court, not far from Community North Hospital.
Oh, okay. And so let's get that address one more time.
6847 Hillsdale Court.
Okay.
That's a business park. And we meet in the conference room there. And one thing I want to say about the group, this is for care partners only. No patients. I would never do anything to compromise the dignity of a patient. And sometimes the things we discuss, I don't think they would be totally comfortable with.
Okay.
But when I say the caregiver only, that can include family members, dear friends who help out, family members. So, you know, if you in any way assist with the care of a patient, definitely a support group could be for you.
How has this, Glenda Ackerman is with us, and again, her particular support group that she facilitates is Parkinson's Care Partner Support Group, and we're going to get a website for you in just a moment so you'll know how to get in touch with them and find out more. I'm guessing they're probably on Facebook and other social media too, so you can find out what's happening. What has this done for you, Glenda, to put this group together and now have this group around you?
It provides support for me as well. And it took a while when the group was first formed, but now people are very comfortable sharing what they're dealing with at the moment or what they need help with. And as I said, it has been a support for me on numerous occasions. And, you know, at our meetings, we provide education and resources for the caregiver via speakers or other professionals. Some months we view a podcast maybe from one of the national Parkinson's organizations. We can provide information on setting up a support network. And, you know, about once every quarter, we just have dinner out as a group and have a great evening.
Well, they are up on the northeast side of town. And as she said, if you want to get in contact with her, she can help you facilitate a support group in another part of the county or elsewhere. Again, it is called the Parkinson's Care Partners Support Group. What is your relationship with American Senior Communities?
Oh, my husband, when it was necessary for him to go to long-term care, he ended up at Maple Park Village. He's been there, I think, almost two years now. And it has been wonderful. First of all, it's only 2 miles from where I live, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
And with other experiences I've had and other people I've talked to, I can't say enough about Zach, the administrator there. You know, I was so shocked right after David was admitted there. A holiday came around and I was up there and I look up. Who do I see in scrubs caring for patients?
Oh,
Zach.
It was Zach.
So, you know, it's just the staff is great.
Yeah.
And
it's a home. It's a place you can call home for him.
Right. And American Senior Communities has given me an opportunity to let people know this group and this type of group is available for them. You know, love to see someone who could benefit from this at our next meeting. That would be great.
ASCSeniorCare.com while I'm thinking about it. Now, where can we find you and your group?
For information, and I, before you attend the first meeting, I definitely would like for you to call me.
Okay.
Because I'd hate for you to show up on Hillsdale and find out we were all out having dinner somewhere. You know, that wouldn't be good.
Sure.
But my phone number is 317-902-7373. That's 902-7373.
Okay.
Or I can be reached by email at Glenda, G-L-E-N-D-A, @inbox.com.
That's Glenda, @inbox.com. You're terrific.
You as well.
Thank you so much, Glenda Ackerman, and her program, Parkinson's Care Partner Support Group, and get in touch with them, 902-7373. Our thanks to American Senior Communities as well. The news is next, 93 WIBC.